Dedicated to quality and service, Western Company of Texas has earned the reputation as the premier water transfer company in all the Barnett Shale. Their goal is to efficiently transfer water to your next completion job with the best service possible and can meet your water transfer needs anyplace, anytime, anywhere, 24/7. Western Company of Texas has a proven track record and has successfully completed thousands of water transfer jobs and can meet those last-minute deadlines. So if you're looking to transport water to your next completion job, then think Western Company of Texas and the guys with the green pumps. They cover all the Barnett Shale with locations in Cleburne, Ponder, Hyco, and Weatherford. Western Company of Texas has a large inventory of irrigation pipe and transfer pumps available and ready to meet all your water transfer needs. Western Company of Texas and the guys with the green pumps, committed to precision, performance, and competitive pricing. Excellence is not expensive, it's priceless. Call Western Company of Texas and the guys at the Green Pumps. They are the premier water transfer company in all the Barnett Shale. Call 940-648-3434. That's 940-648-3434.
Sports, a powerful force in our society. Through sports, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes impacts the young people of our nation. Our ministry offers them faith, integrity, and values in the face of an often confusing world. What we all have in common is our love for Jesus Christ and our desire to share our faith with others. Because as long as there are sports, there will be a Fellowship of Christian Athletes. To learn more, call 1-800-289-0909 or visit fca.org.
Hi, I'm Dale Behan, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Western Company of Texas. You're in the oil and gas business. You know how important it is to transfer water efficiently and timely to your completion job. That's where the Western Company of Texas can step in and be your partner. We've earned the reputation here in the Barnett Shale as a premier water transfer company because of our dedication to quality and service. We have the largest inventory of irrigation pipe and transfer pumps available to fit any and all of your water transfer needs. Plus, we can work with your team to secure water as well as rights of way. And finally, I can promise you that we will always be ready to go 24/7. So give us a call at 940-648-3434. That's 940-648-3434. We have locations in Cleburne, Fort Worth, Ponder, Hyco, and Weatherford. Give our dedicated water transfer team a call at 940-648-3434. The Western Company of Texas, the guys with the green pumps.
Elissa Walker Campbell delivers sports the way you want it. Big names, bold interviews, beyond the X's and O's. Think big. The Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker Campbell, we are so glad you are with us this weekend as we celebrate Father's Day and pay a loving tribute to our dad, the late and great Charlie Walker. He certainly was one of country music and country music disc jockey's finest and left an indelible mark. He was a great contributor and part of a very special generation of artists. We wanted to invite back to our show a gentleman that Dad thought so much of, and of course, if I would have invited anybody, he would have wanted him to have been with us, as he was his first radio sponsor in San Antonio, Texas. What a pleasure it is to have with us, joining us again, Texas great and entrepreneurial legend, Mr. Red McCombs. Red McCombs, it's great to have you back with us.
Listen, it's my pleasure to be back, but particularly to talk about Charlie.
Well, we've got a lot of fun memories that we can recall. And one of the things that, you know, when Dad would always sit around, he was like an oral historian. He loved to relive those memories about his time in Texas. San Antonio was like a second home to him. And, you know, perhaps when he would talk about performing with like an Ernest Tubbs or a Ray Price or even his dear friend, the golfer, Jackie Cupid, he would always talk about Red McCombs. Can you kind of share just a little bit about your relationship with him and perhaps how you got to know him?
Well, of course, I got to know him because of his entertaining. And I always thought that he had one of the most unique voices and styles, because he had that ability to make you and everyone in the audience believe that he was singing and or talking just to you. And that's just a talent that few people have. Along with that voice that could have sung forever, Charlie was just a favorite of mine. So I was very happy to be able to utilize that in my business. I was a very young Ford dealer in San Antonio at the time, and Charlie was my number one star as far as a DJ or being able to sponsor him at concerts, etc. And it worked very, very well for me, and I think hopefully it helped him.
And throughout the years, it absolutely did, but throughout the years, Dad would try to stay in contact, and one of the stories he loved to share with all of his kids is that one time he was in San Antonio and that you did invite him and asked him to come and sing while you were the owner of the San Antonio Spurs. The New York Knickerbockers, as Dad would say, was in town, and you invited him to sing the national anthem. That was a very special memory to him.
Well, and our crowd loved it. He blew them away. You know, Charlie had become very much a national figure, and we were happy to get him back into San Antonio from time to time, and he always was very accommodating. I had him also sing to a crowd I had up at my ranch one time when I was having an auction sale of Texas Longhorn cattle, and Charlie was a lot of help to me with that because he was such an engaging personality and such a great talent.
Red McCombs is with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. He is an entrepreneurial legend. He is former sports owner in the NFL, the NBA. We do want to talk a little bit about that, your time when you owned the Minnesota Vikings, those San Antonio Spurs, as I had just mentioned, and the Denver Nuggets. But when Dad was in San Antonio, he had a radio show. It was 5 hours a day. He played everything. He even talked about the fact that he played polka music. But of course, you know, primarily it was country singers like Ernest Tubb, Webb Pierce, Ray Price. San Antonio was one of those places. It was like a second home to him. It was very, very special. Can you just kind of talk about how special the city of San Antonio is and how they really embraced him?
Well, San Antonio has this great influence of the assimilation of the Hispanic influence, and along with the various other ethnicities, we have a great German influence, and we're kind of a melting pot, as it were, here of a city. And of course, at one time, up until 1930, San Antonio was the largest city in Texas. And then Dallas and Houston kind of ran away from us. But San Antonio is one of those cities that really still has the atmosphere of a small town. We now are close to 2 million people, but we still have the feeling of a small town. And of course, when Charlie Walker was here and was the leading personality as a DJ for the radio stations, and then his own performing himself, he was really a personality around town. So when we had the opportunity to pick up a basketball team, and I started the San Antonio Spurs here in 1973, so Charlie comes back on a visit, and immediately I ask him to do the national anthem, and it just happened that we were playing the New York Knicks was a very big thing for San Antonio, and the fact that we beat them made it even bigger. but Charlie had that great talent of really making you feel like he was talking just to you, whether he was selling a product or whether he was singing, and he had that voice that could have gone on forever, and does, thank God. I think I have everything that he ever recorded, and I have to explain to my grandchildren sometimes who this poke salad Charlie Walker was, and then when they would hear him sing, they'd say, oh, I see why you like him so much.
You know, that was Dad's moniker, and he gave it to himself on the radio. You said poke salad, but he had the coolest tagline, if you remember, on KMAC radio. He'd say, old poke salad, cotton picking, boil pulling, corn shucking, and snuff dipping Charlie Walker on KMAC radio. Do you remember that, Red?
Oh, without a doubt. I kind of stole his went from snuff dipping, I went to tobacco chewing. I called myself the tobacco chewing redneck. We all learned a lot from Charlie, but the thing you learned most was you just felt good being around him.
Outstanding. Red McCombs is with us as we celebrate our Father's Day weekend right here on the Big E Sports Show. We'd want to direct you to our radio website, that is eradiosports.com, and our interview, our exclusive unfiltered interview with Mr. Red McCombs will be on there on our e-podcast page. Let's take time now to kind of shift avenues. We talk about how special San Antonio has been for our father, but let's focus now on the love that you have, the affinity you have for the city, and how you have played such a major role in its development. It's close to your heart.
Well, I've always felt like that we all need to be involved in our in our cities, in our towns, in our schools, in our churches, and I feel like it's a privilege to be involved. I've always looked to take leadership roles in doing things that would make our community stronger, make our families stronger, create more pride in our place, as it were. So I've always considered it quite a privilege to be able to do that. And then when you see your city grow and you see people do well and you see businesses expand and you see your sports teams do well, you just have a pride as if it's really a part of your team. And I've always looked at being involved in community activities as being a blessing that I cherish.
You have such an inspiring story, and you truly are such a role model for success, as you have just so much passion as an entrepreneur. And I'm guessing you're 82 years old and you're still going very strong, very involved, and go to work every day, right?
Well, that's right. I still work about 60 hours a week because I really don't consider what I do work, because I enjoy what I do. It's not that we don't have issues from time to time and problems that we have to resolve, but I'm also very fortunate in that I have several family members that we have in our various businesses, so we get to do family stuff and business stuff all together at the same time, and it works real well, except I have to remind those of the family that are working with me when I do make a big mistake that just to keep it to themselves, because it's not necessary they tell the rest of the family that we don't do everything that turns out exactly the way we would like for it to. But it's a joy. My dad was an auto mechanic, and I was able as an auto dealer to work with him for years. So I had the privilege of working with my father, and now I enjoy that same privilege of having my children and my grandchildren working with me. And as a matter of fact, I've got one of my grandsons is on an assignment in the East for me as we speak in Thailand, and another one is in London trying to close an oil deal with a concession in the Middle East. So we're kind of doing international business as we speak.
Red McCombs is with us this weekend on the Big East Sports Show. We are celebrating all the fathers, the grandfathers. It truly is our Father's Day special. It's been great to hear some of those wonderful memories of your time with my father, the late Charlie Walker. But I thought what was interesting is you just brought up a great point. You said that your dad was an auto mechanic. Was he your inspiration to get into the auto industry? Because at a tender age of 25, you already owned your first dealership. That was huge, Red.
Well, it really was. No, as a matter of fact, growing up, I was the oldest of four kids in a small town of Spur in West Texas, and I never really saw anything very exciting or rewarding about the car business, as we call it, and my path was really toward a business career, and it was just totally by accident that I took a little detour for a few weeks into the car business as I was waiting for a corporate job to open up, and I found out that in fact, I enjoyed doing it. So I never realized as I was growing up that I would end up in this industry. But my dad was very happy that I did, of course, because it was his entire lifetime. My dad had come off of the farm as a 19-year-old kid with a third-grade education and had persuaded the Ford dealer in the little town of Spur, Texas, to let him apprenticed to learn how to work on cars, and he spent his first 2 years, his total compensation was room and board and tobacco money, but he learned to be an expert mechanic. He loved fixing people's problems, and he had a lifetime that he was really fulfilled with it. But I was very much more entrepreneurial than that, and I never really sensed that would be a connection. And in fact, it was kind of a negative to me from the standpoint that I didn't see much reward from what my dad's career was. It was rewarding to him, but I was looking to see a lot more out of my business career than what I'd seen in the car business. So it was really quite accidental that once I did get into it, I liked it, and I was able to do pretty good at it. So although we're now in a lot of other business areas other than cars, cars is really a small part of what we do, but I'll always be very partial to it because that's where I got my start.
Tell us a little bit about as far as what are your thoughts on where the auto industry is today, because it has struggled mightily. What's your pulse on that?
Well, I'm very disappointed that our leadership in Detroit didn't provide the leadership that we needed to have this great industry that we invented in our country, and that we taught the rest of the world how to do it, so to speak, and then our leadership allows us to end up going broke as far as the manufacturing business is concerned. I regret that that happened in America. It never should have happened. But, hey, it has happened. Now, in the meantime, we have manufacturers all over the world that produce really good products. They learned how to do it here in America and then went back to their countries and did it as well and even better. The automobile business will always be a big part of the business community all over the world because people's desire for their automobiles never lessens. As a matter of fact, as a kid, it doesn't matter whether you're in the state of Oklahoma, the state of Texas, in the country of Mexico, in Japan, as you get to your mid-teens, the thing you desire more than anything else is to get your own car. And that feeling still is prevalent all over the world, and it's what really drives that car as being a part of our individual personalities.
Well, a pertinent question I have to ask you, and then we're going to shift avenues. We do want to talk about your love and affinity for sports, especially for your Texas Longhorns. But what do you think the forecast is as far as not only with the auto industry, but also, you know, a lot of people are struggling mightily right now?
Well, I would just say that, number one, we're blessed to be in America. We're still in the greatest country in the world. We still have more opportunities than anyone in the world, and we're still the envy of the world. We have some problems that our leaders have led us into, and we've got the leadership that can lead us out. But we're going to have to work a little harder, save money a little more earnestly than what we have in the past 15 or 20 years, see that our kids and our grandkids really do get serious about their education, and we will continue to be the greatest country in the world. God blessed America when we became a nation, and I fully believe that He still blesses us today. So we'll overcome these impediments that we have, and we will come out of it, and we'll be even stronger. And I think rather than us concentrating on what we don't have, we need to all suck it up and be grateful for what we do have and then go to work a little harder and make it even better.
Red McCombs with us just a few more minutes right here on the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We do want to, again, direct you to our radio website. That is eradiosports.com. You can join us on twitter.com. Type in eradiosports as we're having a good time reliving some memories with Red McCombs, the entrepreneurial legend, a self-made man right here in the state of Texas. Certainly has a tremendous passion for the auto industry, but also we got to talk about your love for sports. You're the former owner of the Denver Nuggets, the San Antonio Spurs, and the Minnesota Vikings. A lot of highs, a lot of lows when you come into sports ownership, but I got to ask you, any regrets with getting out of that business?
Well, I've always loved the sports business. Of all the things I've been in, it is the most exciting of all. I've been blessed. I've been able to go to the top of the mountain. We've been able to do things that I never would have dreamed that I could do. It will always be a big part of my world, and if the opportunities were to present themselves again, even though I'm now 82 years old, I would do it again. So my career in sports may not be over. I hope it isn't.
I have to ask you kind of a quick hypothetical. If you still were the owner, and I chuckle when I say this, but if you were still the owner of the Minnesota Vikings, would you be going after Brett Favre?
In a heartbeat.
Really? Okay, tell me why.
Well, he's just one of the greatest athletes of our time. And obviously, at 40 years old, he has passed his prime. As long as Brett wanted to play, and I owned the team, I would love to have him on my team.
Well, one of the teams that you love that is very close to your heart, you're a big alum of UT. How about Augie Guerrero's baseball team? They're doing so well right now at the College World Series right there in Omaha, Nebraska.
Well, we have a real good chance. We won our first two teams there in the World Champion playoffs in Omaha. We've got a good chance to win it all. We really do have great sport teams at the University of Texas in Austin, across all of the levels, all of our girls' sports, all of our men's sports, and we love competing on the national level. Obviously, we have great sports teams throughout America in all the states. They're not all in Texas, but we love, from the University of Texas, we love being able to compete and compete on the highest level.
And a lot of optimism coming into the 2009 season for Mack Brown's Texas Longhorns. You can't beat that when you've got your Heisman runner-up Colt McCoy coming back. Have you spent time around this young man?
I spent a lot of time with Colt. As a matter of fact, I spent time with him just a couple of days ago. I was asked to introduce him to a young men's Christian group here in San Antonio, and we had about 700 people turn out. Colt gave a great message to all of the young men there present. He is more than a football player. He's a very good student. He's very active in his church. He's active in leadership roles on the campus. And this being his senior year, we all expect him to have that really good year and get that Heisman, which he was the runner-up last year.
We hope to see you here in Dallas on October 17th for the Red River Rivalry. I'm so glad.
That's going to happen.
Well, that sounds good. My final question for you is, and I just think back, if there was one thing, one nugget that stuck with me the last time you were on our show, Red, is I asked you, what was your key to success? And one of the things that you brought up, one of the points was surrounding yourself with good people. Can you just kind of share perhaps a golden nugget for some of the listeners today, something that could perhaps inspire them?
Well, I think the more that all of us look for people that that are really talented to support us and do what we do, because at the end of the day, none of us really accomplishes very much by ourselves. It's always a team effort, and we learn that from the time we're kids, that the team play is where two and two makes more than four. It's the same in every business, a small business, large business, whatever. So we all learn from each other, and when we can surround ourselves with accomplished people, when we can surround ourselves with people with strong work ethics, and we can surround ourselves with people who really want to improve and better themselves, well, then we're going to be better. And that's what I've always anxiously sought out people who are successful and who do well. And I don't mean just in making money. It could be a pastor of a church. It could be a social worker, but we all really feel good around people who are achievers, and I think we all grow by being around achievers.
And I also might add, too, yes, I definitely agree with you, you know, finding people that have a strong work ethic, folks that want to improve themselves, but you and your wife, Charlene, are definitely folks of faith, and that's very important to you as your Christianity.
Well, yes, I don't know how we could do the daily walk without it, quite frankly. And that's something, too, that it's not static. It either is growing or it's diminishing. And we try to see that we grow in our faith every day, and we'll continue to do that as we look and enjoy the great joys of Father's Day and think about other great fathers, like your father, Polk Sally Charlie Walker. And it's just been a pleasure for me to be able to visit with you again about your favorite subject, your father.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we just want to send love to you and wish you a happy Father's Day. Send our best to your lovely wife, Charlene, and we hope to have you back on again real soon. Let us know if you do decide to hook up and be a sports owner again, okay?
Listen, you'll be the first to know.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much, Red.
Goodbye.
God bless. We're going to step aside much more straight ahead. We'll be right back.
Elissa Walker-Campbell is on the air, asking the questions you want to know, with the biggest and best names in sports, like University of Buffalo head football coach Turner Gill.
Well, I'm just so proud of the young men, as we all do in our own family, and then to see it come to surface full throttle and to accomplish those things, it's just a great delight.
The Big E Sports Show with Elissa Walker-Campbell.